we'll get on started anyway. Good evening all, welcome to the meeting, Cabinet meeting held on Monday the 9th of May 2022 in the Town Hall. We'll start with item one, to receive apologies of absence, please.
With apologies from Councillor Sankey.
Thank you. Item two, is there any declarations of interest from voting members? No. Item three, to approve as a correct record public minutes of the meeting held on the 14th of March. Is there anybody have concerns with the minutes? Can I take a, I'll propose them, seconder, Councillor Ashcroft. All those in favour? That's unanimous amongst voting members. Thank you. We'll sign those minutes in a moment. And item four, to consider any urgent business.
There's no urgent business, Chairman.
Thank you. Item five is the forward plan, Chief Exec.
Thank you, Leader. This is the forward plan from the 1st of May all the way through to the 31st of August. I'm happy to take any questions on the forward plan.
Is there any questions on the forward plan, members? None. Thank you. So item six, selective licensing scheme designation. Can I ask Rachel to present, please?
Thank you. This report provides feedback following the selective licensing consultations on the proposed extension and expansion of selective licensing to improve the condition of private rented accommodation within East Staffordshire. Selective licensing was designated in September 2017 and it aims to improve the condition and management of privately rented accommodation. The current scheme is due to end on the 11th of September 2022 and at which time all granted licences will end. To consider the expansion of the scheme, a consultation was commenced in January 2020 to tackle high concentrations of poor property conditions in specified streets within Anglesey, Burton, Eaton Park and Shubnell wards. The consultation concluded on the 30th of March. However, in accordance with government advice, the consultation was put on hold due to COVID. A further consultation was commenced in January 2022 to consider whether the existing scheme in Anglesey Ward should be extended for a further 5 years. The consultations have highlighted opposing opinions on selective licensing. The majority of residents and tenants of the proposed areas largely support selective licensing, whilst the majority of landlords and agents are opposed to it. The feedback provided useful information detailing the issues that residents and tenants experience, including poor property conditions, poor management, antisocial behaviour and fly tipping. The majority of concerns raised were in relation to the fee, increasing homelessness and suggestions that the current enforcement powers are sufficient. To date, increases of homelessness and rental prices have not been identified within the current scheme. The concerns in relation to the fee have been considered and this has been revised to introduce a reduced fee for licence renewals and new build properties are excluded from the licensing requirements. It is recommended to consider and note the extensive efforts and findings of the consultation work undertaken during January to March 2020 and 2022. Approve the designation of a selective licensing scheme for Blackpool Street, Branston Road, Broadway Street, Goodman Street, King Street, Queen Street, Shubnell Street, Uxbridge Street and Waterloo Street. And approve the revised selective licensing policy and recruitment of two full-time equivalent selective licensing officers, temporary for 2 years in line with income.
Thank you, Rachel. Is there any questions or comments from Cabinet members? Councillor Peters.
Thank you, Leader. Thank you very much, Rachel. In addition to all of the good work that Rachel has done, I think the consultation exercise has proved to be one of the best we've done in many years. The amount of information we collated has been really helpful and really useful. And I had the opportunity, to chair a forum at the Town Hall some weeks ago, where we invited landlords to come and express views face to face. That was a very useful meeting, well appreciated, and we had some really good feedback from it. And I think Rachel was able to pick up on some very interesting points which she will be taking forward. So all in all, we should note this document, and I'm more than happy with its content and all that we've achieved with it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Peters. Any other comments or questions? So, So I was, I'll put on record my scepticism around licensing in the first instance when we started it many years ago. I was encouraged and reassured that all of the concerns that I had then around pushing people out of the licensing scheme into other areas, or whether we had, indeed had any powers to sort of combat some of the problems that we're seeing that lead to bringing these things in, whether we had those powers already, we didn't, and this makes it easier to do so. So all of my concerns that were then have manifested themselves. We only do these things if we have to, and if there's a need. And in noting 6.2, it suggests that there'll be a review after a year of the fees. We need to try and avoid the council having to pay for a scheme like this, but also we don't want to bring regulation in and make it cost landlords any more than it absolutely needs to. So at that point, perhaps we can look again at the fees and see if there's some incentives that we can give to those landlords that have performed well and haven't caused any issues for tenants, provided a good standard of accommodation. That's what it's all about anyway. So if there aren't any other comments or questions on this, I'm happy to propose that we accept the recommendations of the report. Do you have a seconder? Councillor Peters. And all those in favour, please, all voting members, please show. That's unanimous. Thank you. That draws us to the end of the cabinet meeting. Thank you.